On today's show, we hear from Rose Chat creator and America's favorite rose gardener, Chris Van Cleve. Chris talks about how the rose became our national flower and offers some tips for becoming an advocate for roses in your neck of the woods. So stay with us. This episode of Voices from the Garden starts now.
It's time for Voices from the Garden, a series that celebrates and explores an intrinsic mix of life lessons, faith stories, and glorious gardening adventures, told by those who experience them in their own words, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
All the world loves a rose, so it's no surprise to me that an entire month is set aside to celebrate the world's most beloved flower. June is National Rose Month. Now, did you know that in 1986, President Ronald Reagan signed a proclamation making the rose our national floral emblem? Many think of it as our national flower or even America's flower. Now, this was not the first time that a resolution was put forth to designate a national flower for the United States. Back in 1965, Everett Dirksen, a statesman from Illinois, introduced Senate Joint Resolution 19, which would designate the American marigold as our national floral emblem. Apparently, it didn't gather much steam, and in 1967 was put forth again with a recommendation that it again be sent to the Committee of the Judiciary for implementation. Now, in his remarks, he sets the marigold on a very high pedestal. It is as sprightly as a daffodil, as colorful as a rose, as resolute as a zinnia, as delicate as the carnation, as haughty as the chrysanthemum, as aggressive as a petunia, as ubiquitous as the violet, and as stately as a snapdragon. It beguiles the senses and ennobles the spirit of man. It is the delight of the amateur gardener and a constant challenge to the professional. Alas, this resolution never passed. And you know, I think I can state with total honesty here today that I've never been as beguiled by a marigold as I have been the rose. The rose to me is a true reflection of our national spirit. Growing roses takes time and knowledge, and they're not the easiest flower in the world to grow, just as our nation was not formed with ease, but was formed by the blood and sweat of willing men and women who were yearning for a more perfect union. Just as the nation stands as a beacon of hope, so does the wonderful, magical rose. Hope for a sweetheart who embraces a bouquet and the promise that it brings. Hope for the aged as they receive roses from a stranger. And hope for an aspiring gardener who enjoys that first flush of blooms every spring. Hope for all humanity. Proclamation 5574, declaring the rose our national floral emblem. Americans have always loved the flowers with which God decorates our land. More often than any other flower, we hold the rose as the dear symbol of life and love and devotion, of beauty and eternity. For the love of man and woman, for the love of mankind and God, for the love of country, Americans who speak the language of the heart do so with the rose. We see proofs of this everywhere. The study of fossils reveal that the rose has existed in America for an age upon age. We have always cultivated roses in our gardens. Our first president, George Washington, bred roses, and a variety named after his mother is still grown today. The White House itself boasts a beautiful rose garden. We grow roses in all of our 50 states. We find roses throughout our art, music, and literature. We decorate our celebrations and parades with roses, and most of all, we present roses to those we love. The American people have long held a special place in their hearts for roses. Let us continue to cherish them, to honor the love and devotion they represent, and to bestow them on all we love, just as God has bestowed them on us. The Congress, by joint Senate Resolution 159, has designated the rose as our national floral emblem of the United States and authorized and requested the President to issue a proclamation declaring this fact. And with that, the rose became our national floral emblem. So how do we, as lovers and admirers of the rose, become advocates for roses in our own hometowns? Now, advocacy is defined as public support or recommendation for a particular cause or policy. Now, it's no secret that I've long been an advocate for roses. This podcast was created out of my love for roses and a desire to educate the public on growing our national flower. I want to encourage you to become an advocate for roses. As June is National Rose Month, here are just a few ways you can become an advocate in your own hometown. Why not help someone in your neighborhood plant a rose? Sometimes all it takes is an offer to help, and that one act of friendship could create a world of change in that person's life. The blooms of a rose are quite empowering. And if you can help place a little bit of knowledge and know-how into someone's life, you're doing a very good thing. Why not consider joining a local rose society? From time to time, we all need advice, and a local rose society is ground zero for that mothership of rose societies, the American Rose Society. Both are standing ready to help you gain more knowledge and information on growing roses. Check out rose.org for information and membership options for the American Rose Society. There you'll also find a listing of all 300 or so local chapters. Now, if you've been growing roses for a while and have a little knowledge under your belt, why not volunteer at a local garden center or library to teach a class on growing roses? If you're not a public speaker, just remember that I was once a shy, introverted kid who was too scared to raise his hand in class. Now, if I can do it, anyone can. You don't have to be perfect. You just have to be genuine. And the number one thing that I do to spread the love of roses to those around me, that is to share my blooms. Cutting a few blooms and delivering them in something as simple as a jelly jar will do a world of good for a downtrodden soul. Why not give it a try? So how will you become an advocate for roses? I'd love to hear all the creative ways you share your love of growing roses with the world around you. Please send me an email at grow@rosechat.info. We'll share some of those on an upcoming broadcast.
Well, that's all the time we have for this broadcast of Voices from the Garden. But join us next time. And happy gardening from your friends at Rose Chat.
Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of Voices from the Garden, an exclusive story series celebrating the human experience in the garden exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast. If you have a story to tell, email us at grow@rosechat.info. Voices from the Garden is a production of the Rose Chat Media Group, Birmingham, Alabama.
Thank you.